It's called the Festival of Dangerous Ideas, but is the murder of girls and young women by their families a dangerous idea too far? Public outrage forced the organisers of the festival to cancel a speech titled "Honour Killings Are Morally Justified." The man scheduled to deliver what one newspaper today described as a vile sermon today defended his right to speak. Utman Bada is a spokesman for the radical Islamic organisation Hizb ut-Tahrir, a group that's banned in some countries but not in Australia. Today, speaking to the media, he declined to say whether or not he believed that there were circumstances in which so-called honour killings could be justified. In another dangerous idea that did come from his mouth today, he said the Islamic extremists ISIS have merely committed mistakes in Iraq and Syria and people should get over it. Nick Grimm was there for PM.
The title of Uthman Badar's speech, which was to be part of this year's lineup at the Festival of Dangerous Ideas, was always intended to be provocative, to generate lively discussion and stimulate thought. But today it instead had the would-be speechmaker convening a media conference to accuse his critics of Islamophobia. Uthman Badar denies he's a man espousing dangerous ideas.
The reality is I hadn't even opened my mouth. And having not said anything, words were shoved in my mouth, outrage ensued. And of course that is the way Islamophobia works, because the assumption is that we know what the Muslims will say, we know what their positions are, they're backward, they're prone to violence, they're oppressive towards women, yada, yada, yada.
To make his point, Uthman Badar cited some of the other topics up for discussion at the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. Topics like, are women sexual predators? And now I have to kill you. Or killers can be good. In previous years, a speechwriter for US President George W. Bush delivered a speech justifying torture. Uthman Badar believes any of those topics would have generated similar outcry if he'd been the person delivering the speech.
I don't think the title's an issue, per se.
Well, you say the title's not an issue, but you pointed out that people took offence without you even opening your mouth.
Yeah, on the topic.
What was it that people took offence to? And what was it about the subject that you think people were offended by?
Well, obviously that's a question for the people to answer, but assumptions were made. People made assumptions. Different people had different assumptions. And obviously the main sort of outrage has been, how can you justify honour killings? So people obviously made their own assumptions and jumped from them.
Uthman Badar was then duly asked the direct question, are honour killings justified? It was a question he was reluctant to answer.
Wait for my opinion piece.
Well, no. Are there any circumstances under which honour killings can be justified?
You have to wait for my articulated views on that.
Well, no, I don't think that's good enough, because you've called the media here today
it's your
to
opinion.
Talk about this subject. Are there any circumstances under which honour killings can be justified? It's a critical issue.
I don't think it is.
It's a critical issue, by what standard? Let's get to the facts.
At that point, Uthman Badar was interrupted by another Hizb ut-Tahrir member, Wasim Durehi, who finished his answer for him, explaining he's currently negotiating a deal with a media outlet to publish an opinion piece on that very question. So, no answer today, but Uthman Badar defends his position, saying his critics should reflect on the numbers killed by Western forces in places like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Even when it's accepted that something untoward took place, the most we get is to say, well, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. Entire nation led to waste, but it was a mistake. On the other hand, any killing, person, individual, family, bomb, beheading, suicide bombing, is proof that the perpetrators are terrorists. Why isn't the United States or its government or the Australian government accepted as terrorists for Iraq or Afghanistan? If we accept that it's wrong in the first place.
And we go,
which is that it's a mistake, let's move on. Why is it a mistake for everyone else? ISIS made a few mistakes in Syria and Iraq, get over it.
That last comment about the Islamic extremists who've waged a bloody campaign to capture large parts of Iraq prompted a follow-up question about whether Uthman Badar regarded ISIS as a force for good or bad. He declined to answer that question before ending the media conference.
Nick Grimm.